Hi, Betsy. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi there. I had a couple questions about supplement dosage, but I heard you earlier talking about blood pressure, and I have a question about that. My blood pressure was always quite low, but it's jumped about 20 points. It's still not, you know, so high it's dangerous, but I'm wondering, A, what would cause that? I'm very lightweight, very healthy. I eat lots of supplements, and I go to your clinic. And so what you might think would be the cause? Number two, what list of things would you think I should be taking to maybe tamp that down?
All right, ma'am. When you say it's jumped up about 20 points, do you have some approximate numbers or even some exact numbers to where it is right now?
It used to be around 90-something over 60-something, and the upper number has jumped now. I see it sometimes at, like, between a 115 or sometimes even over 120.
Okay, ma'am. And one other question to you before I get to answer yours, because I do need the information. When it jumped up, did it just go up slowly? Did it whang up rapidly? And does it go back down sometimes and then go up notably sometimes? Or is it just staying where it is at those points higher, ma'am?
Well, it I didn't used to have a blood pressure cuff, but I think that it kind of crept up over time. I don't have a feeling that it all jumped up there once.
Okay.
It can get quite high. I've had it get up as high as 140, particularly if I get stressed for some reason, it'll shoot.
Okay, ma'am. That sounds extremely likely that you have had, for years, weak adrenals. Now,
I will say that I am now on adrenal hormone because I had this terrible dizziness problem. And all the, you know, UW could not solve it. And
That's called weak adrenals, ma'am.
We came on to you, and they got me taking two pills of Cortrex every morning.
Okay, and those are not likely to be harmful at all. So, anyway, you had weaker blood adrenals. The adrenal health has improved, possibly because of Cortrex, possibly because of other things you're doing for your health, but The blood pressure not being any higher than 115, 120 certainly is not dangerous, but it also says that your adrenals are stronger than they were. Now, another thing that you may or may not know about weak adrenals is that people who have them are mostly women. Oh, that's unfair. Ask the Seattle City Council to pass a resolution, please. But that's
It's unfair.
It's totally unfair, but that's what nature does, darn it. What can we do about that? And not only that, they're usually not as heavy as other women their age and height. No kidding.
I'm really light. I weigh 90 pounds.
There you go, ma'am. It goes with those weak adrenals. Now, when it shoots up to 140, what's probably happening is what frequently happens with folks whose adrenals are weak. And the part of the adrenals that is weak usually is the part that makes that cortisol, which is the long-term, I gotta fight stress over time, hormone. But when the stress is really there and the adrenals can't make enough cortisol, guess what? The adrenals make a bunch of adrenaline and whee, up goes the blood pressure just like that. But it also comes down fairly rapidly. So all I got to recommend to you is keep working with your physician, skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, on strengthening the adrenals, because there's other things you can do in addition to Cortrex that are totally natural and won't hurt a blinking thing. I'll tell you two of them, because they've been around for, let's see, about 2,000 years. I'm not kidding, ma'am. Both Ayurvedic medicine and Chinese medicine knew for all that time that these two things help to strengthen the adrenal glands. Now, they didn't call them adrenal glands at the time, but they knew it helped to strengthen the situation you're in. So, the one from Chinese medicine is called Panax, P-A-N-A-X, ginseng, G-I-N-S-E-N-G. And the one from Ayurvedic medicine is got this name, Ashwagandha, lots of A's there, A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-A. And one or the other of those, or you could do both, over time, and now it's over time. It doesn't do it right away, and it does it slowly. And the cool thing about it, ma'am, is it never overdoes it. It never overdoes it. It just helps to bring them up to full strength and stays there. But anyway, I talk to your...
You have an idea about dosages on those two things? I recognize both the names.
Well, the ashwagandha I'm more familiar with because there's more research on it, so that comes in a 500 milligram. And it's, let's see, there's a very good one made by Ayush Botanicals, the same people who make the salt I was talking about earlier. And at least a couple...
You're talking about, you say Ayush as that?
Yes, ma'am.
Ashwagandha?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 500 milligram pills, so just one a day then?
No, ma'am. If you're really trying to strengthen adrenals, it should be two. But remember, you are working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, so it wouldn't hurt to double check there.
Okay, and then the ginseng?
Ginseng I'm less familiar with just because there's more research I found on the ashwagandha, so I'd have to leave that to your natural medicine doctor, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. All right, now thank you so much for that. Now I have the dosage things. I called in some time ago because although I'm extremely healthy, every virus on the planet has my name and address, zip code and email, and et cetera. So
wow.
I thought, what can I do?
Talented viruses.
Oh, get me. And you said I should boost my vitamin C.
That's one thing to boost, yes.
As much as I can tolerate, basically. So I'm up to 18 grams.
Really?
Yep. I got to where I'm kind of at bowel tolerance now.
Okay,
but
well,
I now have two other problems, and I don't know if they're related to that particular one. And that is now I have constant frogs in my throat all day, every day. And what else? Something else just came up. I think of what it is now. I can't think of the other thing that's bothering me. But that has really bothered me because I have to talk for a living and I've got frogs in my throat. And it doesn't matter what I try to do. I tried some kind of like honey syrup with a bunch of botanicals in it that was supposed to be helpful. And so I need to find a way what's causing that mucus and what can I do to get rid of it. I don't know if it's related to the vitamin C, but this came on about the same time I got, you know, going on the vitamin C.
Okay, well, I'd be a little bit suspicious in that direction. I wouldn't say it's for certain, but if you do happen to visit Tahoma Clinic from time to time, you can be screened to see if that vitamin C is compatible with you, because even though it's totally natural, good grief, we can be allergic to other things that are totally natural too. So I'd get that screened to see if that's what might be doing it. And I'm not saying...
I'm hoping that I could still do it because I've had...
Well, ma'am, you'd have to...
Sinus drainage ever since I came to the Puget Sound. And what has been the positive result is I haven't got any colds yet, but the better thing even right now is the sinus drainage is almost entirely gone.
Okay, ma'am, well, remember, even if you're sensitive to this stuff, you can get desensitized. So just because a person turns out to be incompatible, allergic, whatever you want to call it, doesn't mean that's permanent. It is perfectly possible to desensitize it. So please don't worry on that account.
Oh, yeah, because I love the result that my sinus drainage is virtually gone. But when I sneeze, there's just tons and tons and tons of mucus in my sinuses, too, because then it takes me many, many times to blow out all of that stuff. Okay. We'll check on that. Then I need to be tested for that. But you
yes,
don't
ma'am.
Think 18 grams normally would be too much for 90 pounds?
Not at all, ma'am, because our insides, our intestines, as Linus Pauling taught us all, will tell us when it's too much by giving us gas and loose bowels.
Oh, you know what else? I just heard a couple days ago that if the more vitamin C you take, the less of it absorbs. Is that true?
No, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not. We've got to go to a break here, ma'am. So thanks so much for calling and getting the word out to everybody about this weak adrenal thing. It's not at all uncommon, and I'm sorry that it occurs more in ladies, but I'm going to have to complain to nature about that.
No, I know it's not uncommon. I'm really pleased. The other thing was the HCL, the hydrochloride. How do I determine how many of those is enough per meal? Is there any way for me to figure that out?
Yes, ma'am, but we're going to have to end with this, and that is you get yourself a hair mineral analysis, and if it shows that your minerals are absorbing adequately, then you're taking enough hydrochloric acid, and if it shows that multiple minerals are low, then you talk to your doctor about it, but you better do an increase. So it's called a hair mineral analysis. You can have your doctor order it. You can order it on your own. In this area, they're only done through Meridian Lab. So thanks for calling.
Thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am.